Gut. Gut, brav. War so gut. Ui. War so gut.
Cody, a Belgian Malinois, is frozen in a spot with his stare fixed at a container kept in a large warehouse behind the Springdale Police Department. His handler, Corporal Joe Smith, with the Washington County Sheriff's Office, knows that stare. It means that Cody has detected a narcotic substance in the container.
For the passive dog,
we will allow a stare. Sometimes you won't get a sit, but we'll allow a stare where he'll just lock his body up and just everything is just won't move, and he'll just concentrate in that one area where the odor's coming from, and that's good. We allow that. It's a good change of behavior, a good indication.
Cody is part of one of the few canine units in Northwest Arkansas and the only Belgian Malinois to be a member of one. A single canine unit consists of only two members, a police dog and its handler. Corporal Jason McDaniel with the Fayetteville Police Department says these canine units receive dual training. They detect narcotics and track individuals.
As far as narcotics work, our dogs are trained on four odors: marijuana, meth, cocaine, and heroin. And we are certified through the National Narcotic Detector Dog Association. It's a national certification, largest one in the United States, and we go through them for our certification. The dogs are also trained in the tracking, whether it be a child that walked away, an elderly person, or someone who ran from the police. Our dogs are trained to track also.
There are six canine handler teams present in the warehouse, each waiting for its turn to participate in the training. The warehouse session is a weekly affair, a kind of reinforcement training in which the handlers work with their canines on areas such as narcotics, tracking, apprehension, and obedience, and address any issues that a team might be facing. According to Corporal McDaniel, Belgian Malinois and German Shepherds are the two preferred police dog breeds since they have a great temperament, personality, and trainability, the three key qualities required to make a good police canine. The dogs cost close to $10,000, which usually includes handler school. However, their maintenance isn't costly at all. Food for the dogs is usually donated, and so the upkeep consists mainly of the cost of wet shots and the treatment of work-related injuries. The dogs are acquired by individual police departments when they are anywhere between 18 months to 2 years old. Training starts early.
They start actually over in Europe. They start testing them over there to make sure they have the right drives. They check for the prey drive, all the different ones to make sure they'll actually make good police dogs. A lot of them actually don't make it. So once they find the ones that will, they'll start on some basic stuff over there. A lot of times it might just be apprehension work. Once they send them over here, that's when the gentleman we get our dogs through is down in North Little Rock. He does what we call imprinting. He starts them on their narcotics and continues on training them on their bite work. We go through a handler school with him, and then we certify through NNDDA and their requirements. And then once we're certified, that's when we can start them on the street with the dogs.
The dogs can be trained to alert handlers by using either a passive or an aggressive alert. In a passive alert, the dog finds a narcotic and sits next to the spot and stares right at it. In an aggressive alert, the dog scratches the spot. A canine unit works 10-hour shifts and might be deployed 5 to 10 times during each. Handlers might use protective gear when required while training the canines. Currently, there are about 5 canine units in Washington County.
Fayetteville has two. We're about to get a third back, which we're excited about. Washington County has two. Farmington had one. I believe they're going to try to get that back. Elkins until recently had one. And I'm not sure if they're planning on replacing that one or not, but they had a dog. Siloam Springs has one. He's coming out with us. Springdale only has one right now. I'm not sure if they're going to try to get their second back or not. And I think that might be about it in Washington County. Then you get up into Benton County, it's the same situation. Rogers, they have dogs. Benton County has two or three dogs. U of A has two dogs right now. They're looking to get a third, so that they also help us out when needed. So if we're very fortunate in this area. Usually if you need a canine, you can find one. So that's a good thing since there's so many in Washington County.
Three canines have already passed the training with flying colors. While most of us work for money, these dogs work for toys, all kinds of them. Some like a ball, some like a squeaky toy, while others prefer a rope. Corporal McDaniel says once a dog has alerted his handler successfully, all he cares about is his toy. So much so that sometimes he even refuses to let go of it.
Leave it, mine.
According to Corporal Jason McDaniel with the Fayetteville Police Department, a handler needs to bond with a dog to form a great team. The handler usually gets his dog a week in advance of training to just get to know him.
There's no work involved at all. It's just him being a dog and you being dad. And it's just the basic stuff before you introduce the police work of it. And I really don't know how their mind works as far as a lot of that goes, but once they know who dad is, they only work with dad. So that's just the, kind of the way that works with the certification and everything else. One handler is only certified with one dog. Like if, even though Kevin and I are both certified in NDDA, I'm not certified to work his dog, he's not certified to work mine. We're in the record books just by handler and dog's name, and that's the only people who can actually work.
And the dads completely adore their jobs. Corporal McDaniel says, as soon as he got into this line, this is all he wanted to do.
When I got here, it was the first thing I checked into and started training for, and I was fortunate enough to go through the process and get picked, so all these guys will agree with me, it's the best job in the department. It's just, sometimes it's almost a shame you get paid for it because it just doesn't seem like work. It really is the best job out there.
According to Jason, the dogs are friendly toward other people. In fact, all canines live with their handlers, some of whom have young children.
Really, when we take those dogs home, Kevin and I, the other Fayetteville dog handler, we both had retired dogs till recently. When you get them home, they're a whole different dog. They just turn into a normal dog. He has small children, and both his retired dog as well as his current dog, they're all great with his kids. Never had any issues. He has other dogs, cats in his house. You name it, he's got it. The dogs are very laid back when they're at home. It's kind of like a police officer. They know when we're getting ready to go to work. They know when it's time for that, and they kind of switch gears too, and it's kind of a different attitude they take on once we go to work.
For now, the canines continue to detect narcotics to earn a chance to chew on their favorite toy.
Good alert.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.